Place Choshen Mishpat, Hilchas Hefker V'nechse Ager, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Hey. In the last piece that we learned yesterday, Rav Nosenthal started going through a whole explanation of the avoida of the morning, starting from Tikkun Chatzos, and he's going to take us through the whole Tefillah Shachris and all the mitzvahs related to it, Tzitzis, Tefillin, everything. Showing how it all ties into what we to this chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Hey and Likutei Moran Tanina. And yesterday we spoke about Chatzos. Now he's going to finish up a little bit additional more about Chatzos and start going into Tzitzis, Tefillin, going to the bathroom in the morning, and showing how the Avoida that a Jew does every single day is fulfilling the procedure that Rabbi Nizal describes in that Torah for the Tikkun of Nefilas Emunah. Since the fact is that that's our main mission on earth, to be mesakim the nefilas hamalchus, which is the nefilas soemuna, which is the nefilas hatfila. All those three words were the same. Paragraph Hey. Now Rav Nosenthal says, validei hatzaoka me'oimek halev b'chatzos, and when a Jew cries out to Hashem from the depths of his heart at chatzos, because that's really the nature of the tefillah of Chatzos. It's not like a passive kind of tefillah. We're talking about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh and about all the suffering that the Yidden went through from the beginning, and it's crying out to the Shechina to help itself and to help in Israel. The nature of the whole Tikkun Chatzos is all tzoka. Aydezeh choytrin umegalin ho'etzos amukos. That's what affects the digging for and revealing the deep advice, Shemehem Gedelo Emuna, which represents those waters that are needed to water the Emuna, to help the Emuna grow. As Rabbi Nizal said in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that he said that Emuna was Zroim, and you have to water the seeds. And the water is Eitzois, because Eitzois is called Mayim Amukim Eitza Belevish. The Alkane. So now Rav Nosenthal says, now we'll understand the very important thing, because those people that get up for Chatzos, the saying of Tikkun Chatzos is only part of the procedure. The second major part of getting up for Chatzos is learning at that time. This is what's written in the Zohar Kodesh and in all, when you see described in the Zohar Kodesh what they did, they get up, they said certain prayers, and then they learned at that time especially, during that two-hour period, which extends from 6 hours into the night for a length of 2 hours. V'alkein tzrichin lezgaber v'lasoik b'toyro achar tikkun chatzos. This is why it's so important for the person to strengthen himself and learn Torah b'dafka after saying tikkun chatzos. Ki ha-toyro hi kulo eitzos. Because the Torah is one big package of advice. K'may shekosov, as it says in Mishlei, li eitzo visushio. To me, this is the Torah speaking about itself. I have all advice and all help. K'al yedei ha-Torah sho'iskim achar chatzos lailo. Because it's bedavka, through that Torah that a Jew learns after chatzos, meaning after saying the tikkun chatzos, that's where the person is really drawing the deep advice, those deep waters from the well, symbolically. And that's what really nourishes and develops the emunah, until it reaches its height when the sun starts coming up, you know, with the light of morning. Bebechina, as the pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim rabo emuna secho, that every single morning anew, the emuna is increased. The emuna is nisrabe. Ki oz boir haboiker, because then when it starts getting light in the morning, azai hu iker alias so emuna minefiloso. That's when it reaches a climax of this lifting up the emuna from its fallen state. Lifting up the Shekhinah from its fallen state. Lifting up the Malchus of Hashem from its fallen state. Val yedei aliyah soem. Okay, statement number one. Next, Rav Nosenthal says, Val yedei aliyah soemunah nasin gerim. Rabbein Azal had explained in that chapter in Likut Imran that to the extent that the Emunah is Nisala, to that extent was Zecha to have Gerim join Bnei Yisrael. Because he explained that the whole concept of Jews losing faith and everything is Nefilas V'Emunah, Jews going the other way, Chas Shom going to the Goyim. And to the extent that Jews work at making a Tikkun Hu'Emunah, sometimes it doesn't just affect within the boundaries of the Jewish nation, but sometimes it spills over. When the Emunah is really where it's supposed to be, it even spills over and affects the Goyim, where they start doubting their own Emunah's Kuzvius, their own silly false beliefs, and they start being aroused to a desire to accept upon themselves the Emunah HaKdoisha, faith in Hashem, you know, and Judaism. V'hagerim yecholim lahazik. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Likut Imran that Gerim are able to cause damage to Bnei Yisrael al yedei hagayva shemachnisin, through the arrogance that they bring with them when they come to join Bnei Yisrael. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed over there from a pasuk that when we talk about the Emunah being fallen, it means the Malchus of Hashem is fallen, which means the Kovoid of Hashem is fallen. Where has it fallen? It's fallen into the hands of the Goyim. So that today, the most respectable nations in the world are not the Jews, it's the superpowers, or this one, or Japan, or this one, who have the, you know, the greatest economy and everything. Now, when a Goy comes to join Bnei Yisrael, the Goy has with him his satchel of Kovoid. Because while he was a member of the Goyim, he was part of the place where the Kovod of Hashem is really found most today to a degree. So when he comes and joins Bnei Israel, he brings with him a certain measure of kovoid, and that kovoid can cause a problem of gaiva to Bnei Israel. This is what Rabbeinu Zal says over in Likut Imran. He can do damage to Bnei Israel al yedei gaiva shemachnisin shehu bechinas niyuf. Bringing this gaiva to the Jewish people means he's bringing a niyuf problem to the Jewish people. Because Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk, there's a pasuk that says, Eshes ish nefesh yikoro hi totsu. Somebody else's wife, who does she trap? She traps somebody that considers himself important. Nefesh yikoro, a person who considers himself special and important, gets trapped by Eshes ish, chas v'shalom, gets trapped in znus. Meaning, one of the things that leads easily into znus is when a person considers himself great. So if these gerim are bringing gaiva into Bnei Yisrael, they're bringing niuf, chas v'shalom, into Bnei Yisrael also. Shemishom achizas hamanhigim shel sheker. And it's this gaiva that gives the false leaders their strength. What gives a false leader the audacity to take on leading the Jewish people? Where does he get his koyach from? Where does he get the kavod, the fame and the respectability? It's that false respectability that comes from this bad gaiva, chas v'shalom. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, utzrichin koyach hamogini eretz. Rabbeinu Zal says, how do we battle this gaiva and this niuf? There are mogine eretz. Rabbeinu Zal says there are certain special tzaddikim who are called mogine eretz, and they're the antidote to this problem. They're the ones who can negate the effects of this gaiva and niuf that Gerim introduced to Bnei Yisrael. Why do they? We mentioned that the kovoid of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal starts off the Likud Imran by saying ki achshav bavoneseinu rabim. Iker hachein v'hachashivus hu etzlam. Nowadays, the main kovoid in the world does not belong to the Jews, belongs to America, Russia, Japan, you know, the big countries in the world, which means that the goyim are swimming in kovoid. When a goy comes to join Bnei Yisrael, some of that kovoid comes in with him. And it's not kovoid in its pure state, it's defective kovoid. Because the kovoid is fallen, chas v'shalom, it fell into the hands of the goyim, it's defective. And Rabbeinu Zal says this is why the Gemara makes a statement, koshe geirim li Yisrael kesapachas, that geirim can do harm to Jews like a disease. Notice there's a very good side to it. The Gemara makes 5,000 statements saying about what a major accomplishment it is when a geir joins Bnei Yisrael. but there's a side effect, chas v'shalom. There could be this problem that they bring with them this bad kavod, which results in gaiva for Bnei Israel, which is what gives false manhikim the ability to rule. Kavod. Now Rabbein Azal says, so Rabbein Azal writes that Rabbein Azal said over there, utzrichim koyach hamogine eretz. You need the mogine eretz to help solve this problem of the gaiva and niyuf that gerim bring into Bnei Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas tzitzis sheloiv shim baboiker koer hayoim. This is how the mitzvah of tzitzis that a Jew puts on as soon as it gets light in the morning, that's how that mitzvah fits into this whole picture. She'oz hu aliyas v'emunah. We said before that when the sun comes, when it starts getting light, that's one of the main climaxes of the aliyas v'emunah. Ki tzitzis b'chinas emunah, malchus. Tzitzis is a concept of an expression of faith in Hashem, and it's an expression of malchus. Ki tzitzis tikkun habegodim. Tzitzis is the beged that a Jew puts on to purify all his other begodim. A Jew putting on tzitzis, it's a tikkun for his whole suit of clothing to bring it all into the kedusha. Shehein b'chinas malchus. And we know that the clothing of a person is the kingdom of the person. Bechinas melech hakovoid, because there's a pasuk that connects kingdom with respect, with respectability. And the Gemara says, ki Rabbi Yochanan kore lemane mechabduso, that Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing his kovoid. So if his clothing is his kovoid, it means his clothing is his malchus, correct? And if tzitzis is the tikkun of clothing, it means tzitzis is the tikkun of malchus. It's the tikkun of emuna. Val yidei aliyas emuna nasim gerim. And we said before that to the extent that the emuna has a tikkun and an aliyah, that causes gerim. Vizehu gamkein bechinas tzitzis. This fits in beautifully with the mitzvah of tzitzis, which are called kanfei mitzvah. Corners of mitzvah, the four corners. Sheshom achizas hagerim. That's how gerim attach themselves to Bnei Yisrael. The picture that's drawn for us is that they're grabbing on to the corners, to the edges, to hold on. Sheheim boim tachas kanfei hashchina. The expression that the Gemara uses many times to refer to converts is that they come under the wings of the Shechina. The word konof in Hebrew means winged, and the word konof in Hebrew also means the corners of the tzitzis. Kamei shekosuv b'Torah l'hamshech sholom, as Rabbein Azal uses that terminology b'davka in chapter 14 in Likut Imran. The concept of balei tshuva or gerim is those who are zecher to come tachas kanfei hashchina. That's the wording. V'zehu b'chinas, this is also what it means when it says in a posuk, v'hechziku asora anoshim, it says that there's going to come a time when 700 goyim are going to attach on to one Jew. How? It says over there, 10 people are going to attach themselves to each one of the four corners of the Jew's tzitzis. It says over there, biknaf ish Yehudi, they're going to grab on to the corner of a Jew. Which corner? The tzitzis. Biknaf daika. Note that that's the exact word that the pasuk uses, that the goyim are going to grab on to the knaf. Shehu bechinas tzitzis, sheshom yisachzu lehizgaya. That's where the goyim are going to grab on to in order to convert. Now how do we see that tzitzis is bechinas semuna? So far we showed how tzitzis is kovoid and tzitzis is malchus. What's the connection that tzitzis is emuna? One way that we could say it is because the Gemara says that the word tzitzis plus the 8 strings and the 5 knots is bigematria 613. And we said before, kol mitzvoisecho emuna, that the totality of all 613 mitzvois is emuna, right? So if tzitzis is 613 mitzvos, then tzitzis is emuna. And therefore, tzitzis is the thing that brings gerim. When the Torah discusses gerim coming to join Bnei Israel, the symbolism that's used is they're going to grab on to the corners of our beged. So, and a Jew, starting at Chatzos, is starting this procedure of tikkun of nefilas emunah, naturally, one of the things that's part of that process is putting on tzitzis. Because putting on tzitzis represents making preparations for Gerim to come and join Bnei Israel. Because the Torah says that the Gerim are going to need something to grab onto. What are they going to grab on? They're going to come tachas kanfei ashchina by grabbing onto the knaf ish. That's why we put on tzitzis. It's part of the process of the tikkun of the nefilah su'emuna, which Rabbeinu Zal said results in Gerim. Not yet. We're going to have explanation of it soon. There's a whole paragraph in the Likut Imran on it over there, and Rav Nosson Sal is going to address it also soon. This isn't the place for it yet. No, it doesn't mean literally, but it implies that that's their connection to the Kedusha. Lahavdil, when you want to come into somebody's house, is it okay to come in through the window or the roof? Or the, no. There's a door. And sometimes when you're coming from the back, you got to walk all the way around the house to come through the door. The Torah hints to us that the way that a non-Jew, lahavdil, just as a Jewish child, Rav Nosson Zal says in other places in the Kutei Halachos, that one of the first mitzvahs of chinuch for a Jewish child is tzitzis, right? Tefillin doesn't come till 13 years old. A lulav and esrog doesn't come till he's 6 years old. Tzitzis comes as soon as he's trained. As soon as he's out of diapers, zap, put on the tzitzis right away. Because tzitzis represents home plate or first base to a deri in coming close to the Kedusha. Because tzitzis is emuna, it's malchus, it's the ground floor. So too, when a goy wants to come and join the Jewish people, he's got to start from home plate. Home plate is the tzitzis. Exactly, it's the emuna. You're starting from the bottom, which is emuna, malchus, you know, that level. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam hatzitzis mesaknim pigam hagerim. And so number one, tzitzis is the place where gerim are introduced. And number two, tzitzis is the thing that solves the negative, the side effects of gerim. Shehu geyus v'niyuf, which are gaiva and adultery. Ki al yedei hatzitzis machniim hagaiva de sitrachro, Umalin es hagayvo l'sharosho l'ashem yizborach. By the act of a Jew putting on this holy clothing item and making a bruch on it, this represents that he's elevating the gaiva from its bad place and presenting it to Hashem, to the Kedusha. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hashem moloch geyus lovesh. Hashem is king who clothes himself in gaiva, kaviyochel. So therefore, when I put on a piece of clothing and I mention Hashem's name, I say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kishonim Soyso Tzivonu Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, or Lisatif Bat Tzitzis, it represents that I'm taking the beged, which is kovoit, malchus, and I'm returning it to Hashem. I'm giving it over to Hashem. This isn't my beged, this isn't my kovoit, I'm giving over the cover to Hashem. V'havu v'shehu b'chinas v'havu naftzi glimayhu hanemar sham b'toyra nal bois tesvol. In this chapter in the Kutei Moharan Torah Hei, Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a story in the Gemara where the Gemara says Rav Huna had so many Talmidim that when they would get up after a shir, they'd get up out of the chair and shake off their jackets, like there'd be a dust cloud that would cover the sunlight. You couldn't see the sun's light for a while. So it uses the wording over there, v'havinaftzi glimayu, they would shake their coat, like they'd be putting on their coats. And so much dust, there were thousands of students, that so much dust would go up, it would block out the light of the sun. And Rabbeinu Zal over there says that refers to this concept of being machmiya, the gaiva, the wrong kind of gaiva that comes, that was removing the dirt from the clothing in a sense, that kind of thing. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moharan where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Bechinas lecho is biknaf ha'oretz v'yinaru rishoy mimeno. This ties into another pasuk. There's a pasuk that says that when Hashem is going to want to get rid of the rishoyim, you know how he's going to do it? He's going to grab on to the corners of the world and shake the rishoyim off. Just like when you have a sheet of a bed, you want to change the sheet, so you want to dust that, you want to get the junk out of the sheet, you hold it by the edges and you shake it up and down real well, that gets rid of the dirt. That's the symbolism in putting on the talis, putting on the tzitzis. We hold it by the corners, you know, we put it all over our heads, that kind of thing. That's part of this process of removing the rishon, getting rid of the gaivara, getting rid of the niyuf, chas v'shalom. Shehem she'al yedei kanfei atzitzis, shehem tikkun halavushin. This means that through the corners of the tzitzis, which represent the tikkun, frey Jews' clothing, shemisham shoresh hageyus digdusha, which is the source of holy geyus, the tzitzis, hainu ga'avosei shel Hashem yizborach, meaning Hashem's kovoid, Hashem's gaiva, al yedei ze machmien horishon vasitrachra. That gives us the ability to get rid of, to subdue the Rishoim, the Sitrachra, Shem Bechinas Gaiva, the Sitrachra, Shemisham Memshelis, Shel Hamanhigim Shel Sheker. That's where the authority from the false leaders comes from. Shekol Memshaltom Ayde Azus Vegeus, where their whole authority and kingdom is based on Chutzpah and Gaiva. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran over there, ki hamanhigim shel sheker heim bechinas mislapshim betalis she'enoi shelohem. Because the concept of a false leader of the Jewish people, the way the Gemara describes it, the Gemara calls him a guy who's trying to wear a cloak that isn't his. He's mislabesh betalis she'enoi sheloi. That's bedafka the expression that's used in the Gemara. Kamo shekosuv benevi'ei sheker, as it says in Zechariah about the false prophets, it says over there, "V'lo yilbishu aderes seor leman kachesh." I will not allow them to dress themselves in this false garment in order to deny Hashem, in order to fool the people into thinking that they're the real prophets. So we see that the concept of a manhig sheker refers to one who's putting on a cloak, a false cloak, you know, to dress himself. And the tzitzis represent the levush of emes, the levush of Hashem, the levush of emes, which is the tikkun, again, the antidote for these, the gaiva that feeds the manhige sheker. Validei tzitzis, which is talis shel mitzvah, shehu bechinas levushay shel Hashem yizborach, bechinas Hashem molach geis lovesh, ayidei zeh machnin oisam. This is what gives us the ability to suppress the false leaders, those who want to put on a beggar that they're not worthy of. That's number one. So we see how tzitzis is machnia gaiva, the bad kind of gaiva, and brings the kovay to Hashem, and therefore it's machnia the manhigim shel sheker, who draw their energy from the gaiva that the geirim bring into Klal Yisrael. That's number one. Gam tzitzis machnia pegam aniyuf. And we know also that tzitzis is one of the most customized antidotes to niyuf, to adultery, to pegama bris, shemachnisin al yidei ageus, which we said the geirim bring into Klal Yisrael with the gaiva that they bring in, they inject niyuf into Bnei Yisrael. Kemo shekosu, as we say in the parsha of tzitzis, v'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, that as a result of tzitzis, you know, v'osu lechem psil techeles tzitzis hakonam psil levoy lechem letzitzis urisa moisa ischakem eschon tzas Hashem v'loy sasur ruachrei levachem v'achrei nechem, that the tzitzis will help you not to follow your eyes, and asher atem zoinim achreihem, which you stray with your eyes chas v'shon to other women. Kamo shekosuv atmo rezal b'simen zayin, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Zayin l'Likutei Moharan. So we see that as part of this procedure of tikkun nefila su'emuna, which results in bringing geirim into Klal Yisrael, the introduction of the geirim is represented by the tzitzis, the getting rid of the negative sides of the geirim is represented by the tzitzis also. The tzitzis is the whole package. It's the bringing the geirim and balei tshuva tachas kanfei ashchina, exactly, and it's holding on to the corners of the Jew for their life, and it's the holding on to the corners of the world and shaking off the Rishoim, getting rid of the bad stuff, and it's the tikkun for Kovoid, it's the Levush of Kedusha, and it's the tikkun for Niyuf, all in one package.
the way the Torah describes tzitzis, we see that tzitzis encompasses all of these things that Rabbeinu Zal said in that chapter in Likutei Moharan are part of the Tikkun HaEmunah. Makes sense?
I mean, but it seems like he's combining Gava and Taiva.
Yes, I told you it's a pasuk. The Gemara says in Soita that a person who has Gaiva, it will result in Niyuf. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Eishes Ish Nefesh Yikora Hitotsu. A married woman, who does she ensnare in her trap? Nefesh Yikora, a guy who considers himself important. Look at Potiphar's wife. It says in the Chumash, Yosef HaTzadik started combing his hair and doing this. Hashem said, ooh, you want to go that route? I'm going to sick my bear against you. Remember the Rashi? Rashi said, I'm going to send the bear to attack you. The bear was symbolized Potiphar's wife. Why? Because he was being too particular about how fine, you know, chassid, this is Yosef HaTzadik. He just made believe he was like that. By him, he was super, super tzadik. But a person who's too particularly wants to buy $1,000 suits and $600 shoes and that kind of thing, he's making himself a prime target, chas v'shalom, you know, for that item. They get trapped in that item. The kovoy, the politics, exactly. Those that get, we see, political scandal. The two words go together. That Bedafka, the one who rose up in the ranks, in the echelons of kovoy, it makes him prime target, chas v'shalom, for that sin.
I wonder if he's talking to me about secular leaders, or he's talking about mamash Torah leaders.
Both.
Otherwise, they look just like tzaddikim, or dress like tzaddikim, and do everything. Think that there's a gamut kavod there, where they're not supposed to be where they are.
Me'achuz. When Rav Enzal uses the word manhigim shel sheker, he's talking about both. He's talking about the leaders of the world, the guys who pretend to be leading the world. You know, the president of the U.S. and the president of this one, which are manhigim shel sheker. And he's definitely talking about included, I'll give you proof. The Sevra, Rachmona Litzlan, Rav Nosson Zal writes in certain places, Likud Aluchas, he writes it black on white, that those people who are choylek against the tzaddik emes, there's a pasuk sholach yodov bishloimov, chileil brisoi, that those people who stretch out their hand to attack those who are at peace with Hashem, the tzaddikim, chileil brisoi. It's a sign, you can be sure that they're over in pigama bris, chas v'shalom. And Rav Nosson Zal there speaks about bedafka, the said their leaders, their rabbis, the rabbis of these mefursonim shel sheker, who attack the tzaddikim, Rachmal son, their prime targets for this pigama bris. And again, there are times that this was discovered. There were times that we saw this. This was brought out into the open, Rahman al-Islam.
It makes sense logically. Somebody
who's
clearly tried to conquer.
Exactly.
Woman, that
exactly. So because women are pride. Women. The Gemara says that there's nobody who's makbid on kovoid like women. They're the ones who are most, who get offended most easily and most. So the two go together. He totsud. He heyur aleph. She traps. Tatsud. Tov tzadik vov dalet. She traps. She ensnares in her trap a nefesh yikora. That's a Gemara in Soita. In the beginning of Soita, there's a few pages there that talk about anivus and gaiva. And over there, the Gemara quotes this pasuk where it says, a bal gaiva should know he's going to get trapped in niyuf. And it quotes this pasuk. And Rabbeinu Zal mentions it in a few places in Likutei Moharan. Next. I'm sorry? That what? That to the extent that a person has anova, it's a protection against pigama bris. For sure. For sure. That it could lead her to, of course, Rahman and Sonia have this thing about women dressing up not for their own husbands. In other words, a woman trying to show off her kavod, chas v'shalom, show it off for who? That's the whole point here. If it's for her husband, she has no need for it. And if she's going out into the street with that kind of thing, who are you looking to impress? Who are you looking to ensnare? It's not just impress. Who are you looking to trap? Rahman and Islam, you know, that's the sakona to a degree. Paragraph of. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'achakach menichin tefillin. After a Jew puts on the talis, they put on the tefillin. Shaideze Malin Mibechinas Hechtin Besoroi Lebechinas Pituche Choisim Koidish Lashem Kamoishekos of Shon. In this chapter on the Likutei Moharan that we're dealing with, Rabbeinu Zal over there says that Pegama Bris is called Hechtin Besoroi. There's a pasuk in the Chumash where it speaks about a Zov that has an impure emission coming from him, and it uses this term Hechtin Besoroi, that his flesh became locked up as a result of this impure droplet coming from it, in a sense. It's a stain on him, in a sense. And Rabbeinu Zal over there speaks about that's Pegama Bris is called Hechtim Besoroi. Tikkun HaBris is called Kedusha. And there's a pasuk in Chumash where it says Pituchei Choisam Koidesh Lashem. So Rabbeinu Zal says Hechtim refers to Pegama Bris. Pituchei Choisam Koidesh Lashem refers to Tikkun HaBris. He discusses this over there. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Kal Yedei HaTzitzis Hichniu Taivas Niuf. We learned before that through the putting on of tzitzis, the person is zeichet to subdue Taivas Niuf. Shehu Pegam HaGeyus, which is the Pegam of Gaiva. Val Yedei HaTfilin Nisaknim Oid Yoiser. And the Tfilin takes it a step further. She Nisaknim Pegam Shel Niuf. We not only fix up the defect, not only do we get rid of the minus of Pegama Bris, but rather we turn it around completely, 180 degree turn, Shemalin, Mibechinas Hechtim Besoroi, Lebechinas Pituche Choisim. We convert the Pegam to the mitzvah. Shehu Bechinas Tfilin, Kemoishikos of Shom. Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan that Tfilin is called the Choisim of Kedusha, the seal of Kedusha. Because the Gemara says, Choisomo Yishla Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The seal of Hashem is Emes. And Tfilin, Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, is the concept of the Emes, Hashem's insignia of Emes that we wear upon ourselves. Kemoishikos of Shom, as is proven in Likutei Moharan over there. V'zeh b'chinas ha-simcho shel ha-tfilin. And this is why the Gemara speaks about, the Gemara says that one of the rabbis was walking around all day with a big smile on his face. So his friend asked him, what are you so happy about? So he told him, tfilin komenachna hayoim. I put on tfilin today. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moharan that tfilin is b'chinas simcha. The Gemara is showing that tfilin and simcha go together. That's what gives strength to the angel to protect the Jew from chas v'shalom being victimized by mikra laila. Rabbeinu Zal, that chapter in the Kutimran, quotes from the Gemara that there's the concept of chaloim al yidei malach and chaloim al yidei shed. When a person has a good dream, a holy dream, it's coming from a place called angel. When a person has chas v'shalom bad dreams, of which one of the worst types is the types that result in mikra laila chas v'shalom, that kind of pegama bris, where a person has an emission at night, that's the concept of chaloim al yidei shed. That's a concept where his sleep is coming from that tomei place. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that in order to give chizuk to the malach, you need simcha. He explains, he proves from Sukkim there, that the thing that strengthens the malach over the shed is simcha. That's again where the tefillin comes in. Because tefillin is simcha. K'may shekos of shom, as is written over there in Likutei Moharan, ayin shom. Look over there. V'zeh bechinas hasarois shel tefillin. This is also the concept of the secret of those hairs that come out of the tefillin shel roish. In the box of the tefillin, you have those little white hairs that come out. Shehem bechinas sa'ar reishay ka'omer noko. There's a pasuk in Daniel, I believe, where it says that he saw a vision of Hashem where kaviyachol, the hair of Hashem, was like white wool. It appeared like white wool. Shehu bechinas tikun hasheno bechinas chaloim ayidei malachayim shom. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moharan shows that whiteness represents this Tikkun HaBris, the concept of white versus red of Kedusha. And Rabbeinu Zal over there elaborates on it. That's the concept of the white hairs in the tefillin. Those white hairs represent Bedavka Kavyochel, the holiest part of the Shechina. V'zeh b'chinas tefillin shel yad v'tefillin shel roish. This is also the reason why we have two parts to the tefillin. Kimavoyer shom, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, shelefomim bo pigam hamikra chas v'sholem mi pigam hamikra. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that pigam abris comes from one of two places. Sometimes it becomes from taiva sniuf. That's one of the things that causes pigam abris. And Rabbeinu Zal says another cause for it is when the courts are defective, when there's pigam hamishpot, when there isn't justice being done, that also results in pigam abris. Rabbeinu Zal explains it over there. As you'll see, Rabbeinu Zal is going to say a little bit now. Kimavoyer shom, it's explained over there in Likutei Moran, shelefomim bo pigam hamikra chas v'shalom mi pigam hamishpot. There are times that this mikra laila results from defective mishpot. Al yidei dayonim she'inam hagunim. When you have judges that are unworthy to be judges, that take bribes, they're corrupt and everything. And Rabbeinu Zal says, what do you do when that happens? What do you do when the mishpat gets messed up? How do you rectify that? Rabbeinu Zal says, for that you have to do kishur hamerkava. You have to tie up the throne of Hashem. Because the throne of Hashem is called kisei mishpat. The throne is sometimes called kisei and sometimes it's called merkava. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that that's the importance of kishur hamerkava, which is the tikkun for pigama mishpat. Bechinas merkavoi argomon. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the pasuk merkavoi. The throne of Hashem is argomon. It's these angels that are hinted to in the word argomon, which are Uriel, Raphael, Gavriel, Michoel, and Nuriel. Those are the five angels that surround the person. We say it in Kriya Shema Lamita, that they represent Tikkun HaMishpat. They're the angels that surround the throne of Hashem. Ayin Shom, look in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'zeh b'chinas shnei ha-tfilin. This is why we have two boxes of tefillin. Shein tefillin shel yad u'tefillin shel roish. Tefillin shel yad zeh b'chinas tikkun ha-choysem anal. The tefillin that are worn on the hand correspond to the tikkun of that seal, the choysem of pigam abris. Shemalim mehechtim besoroi lebechinas pituchei choysem kodesh lashem. They represent the reversal from hechtim to choysem of kedusha. Sheze bechinas tefillin shel yad. That's what's accomplished by the tefillin of the hand. Prove it. Show me where's the connection between choysem and the hand. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, biyad kolodom yachtoim. Kaviyochel Hashem will seal in the hand of every person. So we see that the yad, the tefillin shel yad, is the tikkun for the choysem of kedusha. Part one. Tefillin shel roish zebechinas kesher hamarkovo. Whereas the tefillin shel roish represents that second tikkun, the tikkun of the court system, the mishpat, that item. Ki shel roish hu bechinas merkovo. The tefillin shel roish corresponds to the throne of Hashem. Bechinas roichev shomayim. There's a pasuk that says kaviyochel Hashem rides in the heavens. Merkava is upstairs, not downstairs. The tefillin shel yad is downstairs on the hand. Roichev is shomayim, up on top by the head. That's the symbolism. Kemayshekosev admor zal b'hatoyra markavois parois simen lamed ches. As Rabbeinu Zal shows in chapter Lamed Ches, where he speaks about the whole mitzvah of tefillin there at length, that shamayim corresponds to the tefillin shel roish. Ki hamerkova klula me'arba chayos. Because we know the Torah tells us that the throne of Hashem has four animals, right? The lion, the eagle, the shor, the ox, and the odom, the image of the man, the arba chayos hamerkova. Shehem bechinas dalid hamalochim kanal, which corresponds to the four angels, Uriel, Raphael, Michoel, Nuri, those four angels. Shesimonom argomon, which are hinted to in this word argomon, the first four letters. Shehem bechinas dalid machanois hashchina. They correspond to the four camps that make up the shchina. Shekol zehu bechinas hashoroish. And this is all merumas in the tefillin shel roish, shehem ba'arba batim, which is made up of four individual compartments. the four compartments that it fills in Shalroish correspond to the four legs of the Merkava, to the four angels of the Merkava, which represent Tikkun HaMishpat. Keneged Dalit Malachi Merkava, Shemiskashrim Al Yidei Hanochas Shalroish. When a Jew puts on the tefillin Shalroish in the morning, he's binding together these four angels of the Merkava. Because the four compartments aren't separate, they're solidly packed together, right? Yes, the Nun at the end is Bigimatria Ho'odom. It's brought that there are five. There are four angels on the four ends. Uri, Raphael, Michael, Gavriel. Those are the four angels. And then that Nun stands for Nuri, which Kaviachol, it's a separate part. It's not part of the four. There's a whole discussion as to how that fits in. It's not for now. But the four are the first four, mostly. Shaydezeh nistakein tikkun HaMishpat. When you tie together the four sides of the Merkava, that's called tikkun HaMishpat. She'oz nistakein hamoyach b'shleimus. When you have tikkun HaBris plus tikkun HaMishpat, then the brain is solid. V'nitzoylem mipigam HaBris. And that serves as a total protection for pigam HaBris, mimikra laila, b'chol adachinois. Whether from whatever angle the mikra laila would be coming from, va'oz hu gemar tikkun hu emuna b'shleimus, and that represents the finalization of tikkun hu emuna kemuvan b'hatoyranal, as is explained in that chapter in Likudimon. Rabbi Nizal shows there that you need both. You need the tikkun of hechtin b'soroi, and you need the tikkun of kishur hamerkova. That's tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel roish, make the tikkun for both of those things.
How can this thing that the individual does with the tefillin overcome the pagam, the mishpat, which I had understood was a community thing?
Or a global thing, or an Am Yisrael thing. The answer is, each Jew is a world. The Gemara says, how come when Hashem created the world, He created thousands of trees, thousands of birds, but man only one? To show that if a Jew kills one man, he killed the whole world. And if a Jew saves one life, he gets credit as if he saved the whole world. Which means every one of us has to know that the mitzvah, when you put on tefillin, you could be swaying the balance for the whole Am Yisrael. You could be affecting a tikkun HaMishpat, not just for yourself, but for Am Yisrael. Because the Gemara presents an image that a Jew should always picture as if the scales are perfectly balanced between good and bad. Am Yisrael right now is exactly 50-50. 50% good, 50% bad. The next mitzvah I do is going to tip the scales in favor for the whole Klal Yisrael. I'm not just affecting myself. I can affect the whole Jewish people.
But what does that have to do with Mishpat? How is that Mishpat?
Same thing. The Mishpat, whenever there's problems in courts here, it represents a pigam in the Merkov of Hashem, Kaviyahol. Because the Merkov of Hashem is the shoirish of all mishpat. So if I'm able to do something that affects Kishur HaMerkova, that will result in a tikkun in the court system of the world. That'll affect a tikkun for the whole mishpat of the whole world. By my act of putting on tefillin shalroish bikavona, this little Jew that, lahavdil, you have a control room. You have the guy sitting in the control room and he presses this button and he says, that's it, there's no more Iraq. Iraq is off the map. And someone says to him, what are you kidding? Okay, you're sitting here in this room. You mean to say you pushed that button and that made it that Iraq went away? Yeah, that possibility exists in the Olam HaGashmi and the Olam HaRuchmi. It's multiplied infinitely. That a little Yiddler in his own shul putting on tefillin with a kosher pair of tefillin with kosher parshias and batim that he spent $300-$400 to buy and making the bracha and putting it on the right way, he can be affecting the mishpat in the whole world. 100%.
Even though we don't see the results immediately.
Just like when you're in that control room, you don't hear the boom. It's 400 miles away, right? But that boom is loud, and this is the exact picture that the Arizal paints for us. The Arizal says when you're doing mitzvahs here, you have to picture like you're pushing buttons that are affecting things thousands, in heaven. You're affecting major changes in heaven. Rabbein Ezra made a statement that when a Yid twirls his payas, he doesn't know that the worlds are shaking. He's actually moving the worlds. That a simple Jew with his twirl of the paya can be affecting worlds, you know, being shaken. It's the koyach of a Yid.